His voice is synonymous with Bay Area sports.
Touchdown! San Francisco!
Here's the voice of the San Francisco 49ers, Greg Papa.
My favorite time of the week. Missed him last week. But you know what? They won. But you know what?
You took one for the team?
Yeah, but...
Terrible news.
Terrible news. Yeah. Joining us right now, the voice of the Niners, which is wonderful news for us, Greg Papa. Greg, good morning. How are you?
David, where were you last week?
I was in Scottsdale. I was playing. I was a friend's birthday they do every year. I was in Scottsdale where it was hot, playing golf and watching my team. And I was happy they won. I was happy for Jimmy. I don't know how else to say that because he's been so classy, but gutted for Trey Lance. Yeah. And I expect that that probably matches just about everybody's feelings.
Yeah, it was weird. I mean, it happens in sports, too. We've seen it in all the sports over the years. It's a little different when it's the quarterback. It's a little different when it's a 22-year-old quarterback just beginning his home opener in a brand-new career as a first-time, full-time starter in the NFL. And the nature of the injury was gruesome. You know, you can see the ankle, you know, pointing different directions, the players reacting the way they did. Dr. Tim McAdams coming out of immediately saying it's fractured and calling for the cart, so you knew it was severe. And then the guy that's going to come in and play for him is Jimmy Garoppolo, which is just a strange offseason into training camp, the whole deal. We've gone through it since February 1st all the way through when they brought him back on August 29th. And then to see him play and to play so well, I was conflicted how, you know, to get excited. How much did I get excited when Garoppolo threw the touchdown pass to Ross Dwelly? And I gave it a welcome back, Jimmy, but Tim Ryan appropriately jumped in. I'm not going to say feel great, baby, you know, Jimmy's line from 2019, because it didn't. It felt weird, but that's why Jimmy's on the team. That's who Jimmy is as a person to allow this to happen. And you got to push on. And then they played great. I mean, they just dominated the game. The running game was great. It's different with Jimmy under center more than Trey in the shotgun and pistol. The defense is just off to a historic start. I mean, they are locked in the first 2 weeks. A lot of penalties in Chicago. Obviously, they cleaned that up, just one on Sunday. And they're right, just the whole thing. And Jimmy's play was great. And I think he's going to play even better. He's throwing the ball exceedingly well. And then the gun goes and you win. And now it's what happened to Trey. And then you find out, in fact, what you thought, that it is a fractured fibula, got some ligament disruption in there, and he's going to be out the year. So, you know, the reality sets in, but they're in good hands. Jimmy Garoppolo can clearly lead this team. There's no doubt. And then Brock Purdy behind him played really well in the preseason. He is decisive with where to go with the ball, and he's extremely accurate. So everybody has great faith in Brock if something should happen to Jimmy, but you don't want that to happen. I mean, that's the whole reason I wanted two quarterbacks on this roster, is they get hurt a lot, both Trey and Jimmy. And you didn't think it would be before the fifth quarter was over in the home opener, Dave, that you would lose Trey. But, it was a bittersweet Sunday for sure.
Greg, I know the decision makers don't have to decide anything about this now, but, you know, I know they chose Trey Lance. They wanted to see a large sample size. We saw some of what he can do. As they look down the line, when they have to make that decision, just the lack of reps for him, how much of an impact will that have on what they kind of think that quarterback position will look like in the future?
Well, and I thought, Jason, he played really well. I mean, the ball he threw to Brandon Ayuk, the outcut, and then Brandon caught it and spun down the right sideline for a big yards after catch of 31 yards. That's the kind of ball placement he's got to get better at. Don't miss him inside. Don't make him reach for it. You know, Bill Walsh, half a body, outside hand, in the box, in the pocket, and a great ball. He was playing well. And then this happened. So he was starting to develop. Right now, he's just got to get healthy, both physically first and mentally. He's never been hurt like this before. And I'm sure he woke up Monday morning and he's, I'm not getting ready for the Denver Broncos. I'm getting ready to go into surgery. Mm. And then the reality, he wanted to travel. He asked Kyle if he could travel to Denver with us today, but he can't because of the swelling. So we got a home game against the Rams. Then after that, I'll probably go with the team to Charlotte and the Greenbrier, Atlanta. So he'll be around. He'll be in every meeting. You know, he's a hard worker. He was an extremely hard worker last year as a backup. He'll be a hard worker. And then as far as, you know, where he's at, what's the timeline, I don't know. They've ruled him out for the year. As long as he gets back for the OTAs, he's able to fully function and take part when they hit the field in May and do everything in May and June and then be ready to go in July. There's no question this hurts his development. This is three straight years now, the COVID year 2020, last year when he essentially played only 10 quarters. And then this year, he didn't even make it to the fifth quarter of the second game. So, you know, he hasn't played a lot of football for 3 years. So that's going to be hard to make up, but he's smart. The big thing is he's never been injured like this. So how does he handle it mentally and physically? He's going to be down, but he's got guys, Nick Bosa, Jimmy Garoppolo. They've come back from torn ACL. So they know the dark days that he's going to face, and they can help make him a little sunnier for him.
Greg Papa, voice of the 49ers, joining us. So we've known each other long enough. You know where my heart is here, so I don't mean to misspeak. When Trey Lance went down, I was trying to find a way to say this, that it sounded like the locker room was behind him, but that they'd walk through fire for Jimmy G, and that Trey had to earn that respect that the locker room had for Jimmy G. Guys like you, guys like Eric Armstead, were very vocal about how much the team loved Jimmy. So in no way am I trying to say, like, the team was happy or the locker room was happy, you know. But there had to be some sort of the first time Jimmy got back in the huddle, like in the movies, I imagine. He's like, guys, this sucks, but hey, clear heads, let's go, let's do this. And it almost invigorated them. Is there a way for me, Greg, I'm stumbling, to say that the team was somehow invigorated by having Jimmy back and at the same time sad that Trey was hurt?
Yeah, so I don't know if invigorated is the right word.
Yeah.
It was a calming, you know, it's like you get terrible news. Something's happened to a loved one. And, you know, bedside manner is important, how someone tells you that, whether it's a doctor. And in this case, it's your older brother. Mm. It's Jimmy Garoppolo that tells you, you know, Trey's hurt. I'm here. I mean, it would have been, and I like Brock Purdy. I think Brock Purdy can win with this team. He is decisive and he is accurate. And if you have those two things and make good decisions in the NFL, you can play quarterback. And with this defense and running game, he can win. But, you know, he hasn't played with these guys really. And this is Jimmy Garoppolo. He's been to the Super Bowl with them. He's been to the championship game with them. This is Jimmy. So when he gets in there, and usually when the backup quarterback comes in the game, the cadence is off a little bit and you got to feel it out. I mean, right away, when he said, Red 18, Garoppolo's back. It's like, here we go. So it's just, you know, it's you know, what would have happened had, you know, somebody traded for him? You know, somebody said, you know, if you cut him, you are going to keep him. So we'll trade for him. I watched Cleveland last night and they played great. They got a great running game. They got a great defense. Amari Cooper looks terrific. Jacoby Brissett's a nice player, but you put Jimmy Garoppolo on that team, that's a loaded AFC, and they're right there until Deshaun comes back. They didn't want to do that. So, great. Jimmy's still here. So I'm not going to speak for them because I think every individual has his own beliefs on this, but it's not like they're going to play differently or they're happy Jimmy's here and trade. None of that. It's just different. The team functions differently. The end result and the end goals are the same. Trey is very likable. They like Trey. He's not done anything wrong here. He's never had a misspeak or a misstep. The guy's a hard worker. You know, Jimmy's a more accurate thrower of the football. Jimmy's more decisive. The ball comes out on time. Jimmy's not going to run like Trey. So you're going to have a little bit of a different running game. It's going to be more under center as opposed to shotgun and pistol, which changed the angles on things. They can still be very effective, but it's different. As far as, you know, the mentality and all that, I think that's the individual. But I these guys are professional athletes, Dave. Like, for instance, last week you weren't on the show. I was disappointed initially to find out you weren't going to be on the show. And then Jason and I, we did the hell with them. We don't need Dave.
That's
we,
right.
We're ready to you know, I mean, you're a pro. Whoever's your quarterback, you play for your quarterback. And they are very different in just about every way, the way they play. You know, Jimmy's much more comfortable in his own skin. Trey's feeling out, you know, the job. He's learning it. It's just, let's just say that this is, you know, for a while this franchise had Steve backing up Joe and Steve Bono backing up the two of them. And you're like, wow. It was just very fortunate that, that Jimmy Garoppolo got back on this roster and could lead this football team while Trey Mendes. And I think that's how they feel.
Greg Papa, voice of the Niners, joining us each and every week. Mile High this weekend, a reunification of a rivalry of sorts, but one of the guys wearing a different jersey. We're looking forward to it, Greg. See if we can't get 2-1.
Russell Wilson.
Yes.
Wow, 17-4 against the 49ers, Dave, in Seattle, but he looks different in orange. They're going to wear blue on Sunday. Their whole offense right now is discombobulated. They're having a hard time getting a playoff in time. Nathaniel Hackett, their new head coach, son of Paul Hackett. We know him well. He was with the 49ers and Bill Walsh in the 80s, and Al Davis hired him in the late 2000s with the Raiders, loved him. His son, who I've kept an eye on for a while, so they're having a hard adjustment. But Russ seems a little unsettled. His feet aren't settled in the pocket. I don't think they're going to have Jerry Jeudy in this game. He's going to miss. But they got Cortland Sutton. They got weapons. They got a good running back. When you go to Denver right away, and I went there so many times with the Raiders, is you think about the altitude and, might they jump into a no huddle to kind of wear you out a little bit, trap someone like Javon Kinlaw on the field and not let him get off the field at all. They may be thinking that because they're having a hard time getting the play snapped in 40 seconds. So yeah. Maybe we let Russ cook a little bit and just do it more at the line of scrimmage and let him just run a check with me to get it going. So it's funny, we played Seattle last week and beat them. And now you got Russell Wilson this week. And I'm just glad that NBC picked this game and they put it on Sunday Night Football. And specifically, Dave, they put it on week 3. You want to play Denver early in the year while they're still figuring it out with Russ and the new coaching staff. You don't, but later in the year, like say week 13, you don't want to be playing these guys. You want to play them in week 3. So that's a break.
Have a wonderful call this week.
Yes,
sir. We'll talk to you in a week. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good week, guys. We'll
Thank
talk
you.
Next week.
Take care. That is Greg Papa. We are late for a break. When we come back, it's a battle of 0-2 teams this weekend. The Raiders and Titans play. Who's going 0-3? We'll tell you next.
Stimulating conversation about kitchen gadgets and baseball cards.
And I think that's really crazy interesting.
It's the Carmichael Day Show with Jason Ross on Sactown Sports 1140.
All right. We're going to get into this football. Let's see if the Celtics right now are having a press conference on Ime Udoka and all that. I see Brad Stevens up there. Is that Whit Grusbeck?
Yes.
All right. Let's see if they say anything interesting.
What criteria might be. So I don't have any substantive answer to that.
This is a question for either. When did the team first become aware of Ime's potential violations of team policies? And, how long did that investigation process kind of take to unfold?
We learned over the summer, some part of the summer, that there was a situation, called in the law firm at that point, and the investigation had some twists and turns and took some time to develop all the facts. And so it finally concluded. For now, everything we know was wrapped up 2 days ago.
Wick, I know you can't go into a lot of detail, but a lot of people out there are saying this seems harsh a whole year. Paul Pierce tweeted this should be a fine. Is there any information you can give us to open a window into how you came to this decision, and did it descend into sexual harassment?
So on the second part, don't have the ability to venture into the conclusions of our legal analysis. But I would say on the first part, we have reflected as a group with outside advisors and a diverse group, in fact, of people deciding really what to do, which I take ultimate responsibility for at the Celtics, everything that is decided. But I personally feel that this is well-warranted and appropriate, backed by substantial research and evidence and facts. And so I'm standing by the decision, and Ime has accepted it and has expressed, in fact, appreciation. I don't want to belabor that, but he's been accepting of it, and he's planning to move forward on this basis. So we are over here. We are suspending him for the year, and it's in place, and we're moving forward.
Brad, you expressed some frustration about that rampant speculation on social media.
Okay, so you heard that also. One thing that came out while we were talking to Greg Papa online was that they had hired a law firm to come in, do an investigation. So a couple of new things we've learned from this. Number one, they, as we expected, had found out about this at some point over the summer. And they brought in a law firm to do an investigation. And as Celtics owner Whit Grusbeck, that's the voice you heard, just said, that investigation wrapped up a couple of days ago. So that's the timing there. You could read into some other things when asked if it descended into sexual harassment.
They're not going to say that. They're not going to talk about it.
He's not going to speculate on that. Now the cynic would say, well, if it wasn't sexual harassment, you have wrapped the investigation. Why wouldn't you just say, no, it didn't? But mm-hmm. I'm not going into the details. That's tinfoil hat. We don't know. They mentioned Paul Pierce and others saying this was a little bit harsh. The owner said, the governor of the Celtics said, actually, I think this is dead on, and I'm paraphrasing here, and you know, even Ime kind of accepted it and was appreciative of it. Again, everything keeps going back to there's more. There's more to this than what has been disclosed so far. It has been disclosed in small pieces from the jump, and you expect there's going to be more that's going to come out in the next couple of days and weeks. And again, the overwhelming thought here I keep having is that Ime Udoka has coached his last game for the Boston Celtics. All right, that's not what we promised you, though. Raiders, Titans this weekend. You know, there's only five 0-2 teams. And the Raiders and Titans, who, if you had said...
Yeah, both playoff teams from a year ago.
Right. Now, if you had said at the beginning of the year, it would be Raiders, Titans, and the AFC Championship. Obviously, that would be a surprise, yeah. But it wouldn't be a shock.
Not at all. Titans were a one seed last year, maybe not deserving, but they
right.
were.
Titans were a one seed, and the Raiders were a quarter away from beating the AFC champions on the road. Mm-hmm. In both cases here, you've got teams that had expectations. Now, we had Dave Richard on earlier. He was talking about Derrick Henry. And I think there's a lot to this, but the Titans losing AJ at receiver has really, really – you're not going to replace him necessarily, at least not easily. But they've not had some great deep threats. And so far, Derrick Henry has – I mean, you think he had 82 yards in week one. He had a touchdown last week with only a handful of yards. As Derrick Henry goes, that team goes. And they just haven't looked good.
Yeah, and the thing is, if you take it from the Titans' perspective – it looked like they were going to beat the Giants in week one.
Yes.
They didn't. Giants roll the dice, get the two-point conversion. Still, the Titans go down the field, chance to win it, miss a field goal at the end.
Yes.
The Monday night game, you know, it was...
It was close.
Yeah, was it 17-7
yeah,
for...
Yeah, half, yeah.
And then it just completely fell right. apart. So, yeah, they're 0-2. I think they've got... Honestly, looking at it, I think they have more issues than the Raiders. The Raiders really were competitive with the Chargers. And I still feel like they gift wrapped that game to the Cardinals. Like that was the win. I don't know what the win probability was at its peak, but that should have been a win for the Raiders. Now it wasn't, so that's the problem. How do you figure out how to win close games like that? I feel like the Raiders are playing better and maybe are the better team. It's just that doesn't mean anything. You got to go prove that.
It was 23-7 with 8:14 left in the fourth quarter at home for the Raiders.
Yeah.
They got outscored 22-0 in the second half.
Yeah.
When you say, I mean, I know what you meant, but when you say gift wrapped,
yeah.
I mean, that's an understatement. They handed the game away to the Arizona Cardinals, and don't disrespect to Arizona,
right.
who earned it or came back and earned it, but the Raiders have lost two games this year. The Arizona one was terrible. The Charger game, actually, they yeah. lost by five. In L.A. to the Chargers, a very, very good Charger team. I agree with you. In fact, going into this thing, styles make fights, so you never know. But I think the Raiders have looked a lot better in their first two games than the Titans have.
Yes, but still you're going on the road.
Yep.
I don't think the Raiders' confidence should be, you know, shaken to any degree at this point.
Right.
But, you know, you do want to avoid 0-3. I know the stat used to be if you're 0-2, but it's really rare to make the playoffs. I think it's less than 10%. But now there's 17 games, and more teams are making the playoffs. I think that number is going to change over time.
One last thing here. Going into Brady Rodgers this weekend, Todd Bowles, head coach, said, Brady can switch up off days.
He usually takes individuals. Some reps he takes and some he does not. So, you know, he's out there every day. That's the biggest thing for us.
Okay. And then Aaron Rodgers on the other side. Hey, what if people talk about Brady? Aaron Rodgers won the MVP last year and he's old. What if he wants to play until he's 45?
I won't be. I'll be doing something else. I have a lot of other interests outside the game. The game's been really, really good to me. I feel like I've given my all to the game. At some point, it'll be time to do something else. And I strongly believe that'll be before 45.
Okay.
Well, there you go. To celebrate that, we've got food to give away.
That's right, Dave. I know we're all fired up about Jim Boy's Tacos. Here's another chance for a $25 gift card. Celebrate Sacramento County Jim Boy's Day on Sunday, September 25th, the right way with a $25 gift card with Jim Boy's Tacos. They've been serving the freshest ingredients to the Sacramento community for nearly 70 years, giving that ultimate flavors that you know and love. Again, if you want any more information on that, visit khdk.com. But right now, call 1-800-920-1140. 1-800-920-1140. Again, we're going to take caller number three, and you're going to win that $25 gift card to Jim Boy's.
Coming up next, Michelle Dapper, KCRA Channel 3. Daps is joining us with our picks for the weekend, and then it's Friday fun and games. Don't go away. We're right back.
The place to tell you if the 49ers are contenders or pretenders.
It's a pretty big deal. I've been a fan of the 49ers since, like, I don't know, 84.
Your home for 49ers news and talk. Sactown Sports.
Your local sports leader.
It's time to pick 'em. We go around the NFL and tell you who's going to win, who's going to cover,
and who you should avoid like the plague.
Here's Sactown Sports resident experts, Carmichael Dave, Jason Ross, and KCRA3's Michelle Dapper.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if it's Daps, it must be Friday. I know I miss Greg, but I really miss Dapper. She did
you
not.
Did.
She didn't text me. She didn't even say text me. Say, where
she
you
didn't.
At?
She didn't miss you.
She did not, as a matter of fact, as we bring her in right now. Good morning.
Good morning. I did miss you. Come on now.
That's not what you said last week, Michelle.
Yeah. Jason, enough to tell.
You're right.
Hold on. Let me look real quick. And let's see. Dapper, search, and oh, yeah, there we go. Last text was, Friday, September 9th. Wow. Didn't hear from her.
And... Yeah. I might have did I find you on Twitter? Did I message you on Twitter?
Maybe
at all?
You did, yeah. Or maybe it's one of those things where you filled out the text, but you forgot to hit send.
Still in my out, yeah. Maybe it's just.
Good morning.
In the outbox. Remember when that was a thing in email?
Yeah, yes. The outbox. Well, we've got all kinds of picks coming into our inboxes. All right, let's go ahead and get started. Jay Marsh, take over.
Before we do that, let's give everybody an update on the standings, shall we?
Nah, let's not.
Okay.
So last week, Simone picked for Dave, and that actually worked out for Dave, who went 0-5 in week one.
Yeah, so did everybody.
No.
Almost.
We got one win.
Yes.
Got one win.
Yeah.
How did Elk Grove Simone do?
Simone went 2-3 last
week. Hey!
Dave's on the board.
Could get above 500, but whatever.
Jason Ross also went 2-3.
Hey.
But throwing hands heavy, Michelle Dapper 4-1.
Wow.
Dapper, more like slap us in the face with her awesome picks, right?
That's what they say.
Yeah, am I right?
Wow, she's in first. We got some catching up to do.
So after two weeks, Michelle is in first with a 5-5 record. Ugh. Jason, you are in second at 3-7.
I'm proud
and
of
Dave,
it, though.
You are 2-8 in last.
Oh, God.
Let's go.
Let's
first at a 500 record. Come on now.
Let's
I gotta
do this.
Got you on the board.
Not getting beat by the TV girl that never texts me. Let's
wow.
Go. Let's go.
She's killing us.
Let's go.
All right, let's go.
All right, let's start out. The Raiders are at the Titans this week.
Yeah.
Raiders favored by only 1.5. Let's start with Dave, since you weren't here last week.
Well, guess what?
What?
5-0 week, baby.
Oh,
right
stop
here.
It. Don't even do that.
Give me Las Vegas, the Raiders. Going into Tennessee and kicking them right in the Titans.
Wow. Jason Ross?
I, too, will... Take the silver and black. The Raiders need this win. They're desperate. They've played better than their record. I am taking the Raiders to cover.
Dapper.
Raiders as well. Agree with all the above.
I'll keep taking the Raiders. They keep hurting your feelings.
Stop copying me.
All right, moving on. The Bills at the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Bills favored by 5.5. Let's start with Jason.
Buffalo has looked great.
Yeah.
I think they will continue to look great. Josh Allen. They circle the wagons.
Yeah.
Let's go with the Bills.
All right, Dapper.
same. Bills, man, they have been, look, they're fun to watch. Bills.
Do it, Dave. David? Do it.
No, no.
You listen, love Tua.
This team is so professional. They're actually, we should start calling them the Williams.
Wow.
I'm going
full
with,
name?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going with Buffalo, and right. There we go.
Okay.
Moving on. The Jaguars.
Yes.
Are at Los Angeles playing the Chargers. Chargers favored by a touchdown, Dapper.
You guys always pick the Chargers because it plays with my heart. I also belong in the league of Pick'em. I picked the Chargers. I'm praying Justin Herbert's ribs are okay. They're at home. Chargers.
All right, Dave.
I'm trying to find games to disagree with Dapper on, but the Chargers by 7 at home. I do worry about Herbert's ribs, but it sounds like he'll be fine. Plus, they have Austin Ekeler and all kinds of fun stuff there. And that defense, I think, is just going to slap Trevor Lawrence around. I've got the Chargers by double digits, not just 7 points. I'll take L.A.
Jason Ross, care to play contrarian?
I actually do. Wow. I will take that and say Jacksonville, not to win. I don't think they're winning this game, but the NFL generally is close. We get those games that, man, how is it? It's coming right down to the end.
Yeah.
And as Michelle brought up, I mean, Herbert, I don't know how healthy he is going to be. Hopefully he will be fine. But let's keep Jacksonville close enough to make it interesting so Jacksonville will cover.
Okay. All right. This is a tough one. Packers at the Bucks. The Bucks only favored by 1.5, Dave.
Yeah, and I've even got it even on my sheet here. This is a close matchup. You know, earlier I said the Packers were going to upset the Buccaneers down in Florida. In the last hour, I've changed my mind. I can't do it.
What did you read? What did you see?
Tom Brady at home versus Aaron Rodgers in their final meeting. I'm sorry, but they picked up Cole Beasley. That's why.
So difference maker.
Tampa Bay now has a huge shot at beating the Packers thanks to Cole Beasley. I'll take them.
All right, Jason Ross.
R-E-L-A-X.
Oh, relax.
Relax. We're good. Aaron Rodgers. The Packers go in there and win. Buccaneers, I'm not sure who's going to be the receiver besides Cole Beasley. I'm taking Green Bay.
All right, Dap.
I knew you guys were going to pick this one.
Yeah, you
I
did.
Knew it.
Yeah, you did.
I knew it. I'm going to go Tom Brady at home. Buccaneers.
By myself again.
God, do we have this? Just
you and Dapper. This is just keeping you on arms.
How am I going to catch up?
If anyone knows me, they know I'm a huge Tom Brady fan. So yeah. I lean toward Tom by default. They are at home. The Packers looked okay last week. My funny part. I like the fact that Julian Edelman came out and said they didn't even call me. They picked up.
I know, that right.
Poor Julian.
Poor Julian.
He must be that banged up.
What was Wes Welker busy?
No. Yeah, right?
Danny Amendola busy.
Final game of the week, which you can catch on KCRA. And here's what I recommend. Watch the game on KCRA and listen to it here on Sactown Sports. Mm. 49ers at Broncos. Niners favored by just 1 in Denver against Russell Wilson, who is 17-4 against them lifetime. Jason Ross.
I like the 49ers here. I really do. I think the locker room cohesion, Jimmy G gives them a sense of kind of certainty of what they are. Their defense has been tremendous. Denver's just kind of found their way to 1-1. Hasn't been that impressive. So give me the 49ers to clean up their penalties last week. I like 49ers in this one.
Dapper.
You know, it's funny. I go back and forth because Russell Wilson, he's 17. He's played the Niners 21 times in his career, and he's won 17. He clearly owns the Niners. However, I think it's going to be the Niners over Denver and Bronco. I don't think the Broncos are as nearly a good football team as the 49ers are as a whole, especially with that defense for San Francisco.
Dapper, do you find Russell Wilson to be corny?
I covered him in Seattle for maybe about 5 years when I was up there. I go back and forth. He's a great guy. Great guy. One of my favorite guys in the league. Is he corny?
That's a yes.
Yeah, come on.
Wait, let me go back. It's not Tim Tebow-esque, but it's maybe a league of his own, I guess, in a way. I wouldn't call him corny, but he's very maybe straight and narrow kind of thing.
Okay. You know what it is, Dap? If you're an athlete and you're not out there yelling and screaming at people and, you know, pushing kids away when they want autographs and going on and saying I'm not a role model and listening to Dan Fogelberg records at the top volume. If you don't do that, then you're corny. Then you're silly. And what is Russell Wilson? He's a family guy. He loves his wife. That's it. But he's corny.
But the thing is, I love about Russell is he gets results.
That's right.
I mean, he puts his energy into his job versus, you know, the noise, I guess you could say.
You're darn right.
Getting results has not been Dave's forte in this. Wow. Dave, who is your pick?
No.
Have you been talking to Melissa? Listen here.
I meant this pick-up thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I don't know what you're talking about. Niners, I do think this. I think Denver's going to get – I think Greg Popham brought up a great point earlier. Denver's going to get better every single week. I truly think they're going to get better every week, but they're missing Jerry Jeudy, and I just don't think they're there yet. The Niners' defense has been ridiculous. Their secondary has been insane. And I think Russell Wilson's going to have a long, long, long night. I'll take the San Francisco 49ers.
All right. There you have it. That is week 3.
Wow.
Nice.
All right, Dap.
Where are you at tonight, Dap, for your high school coverage?
The pressure is on. Guess where I'll be tonight?
Where?
I am going to Davis, and then I'll be over at Woodland Christian. So I got 2 games to talk about. This.
Woodland Christian. My son played a soccer game last weekend over at that big complex over there. It's a fine complex indeed. Have fun.
Yes, indeed.
We will all be tuned in, and please tell Lisa we said hello. And once again,
always.
She was too scared to get her picks in. I totally get it.
She rejected the whole premise.
Yeah, I'll bet
we
she
had a
did.
Conversation.
Yeah, easier to talk on the sideline than to participate.
Hey,
yeah.
She said she is still the champ. She's the champ. So somehow we got to knock her off.
The champ of flapping her gums, what she is. Get her in. Yeah,
those are fighting words.
Tune in to Michelle Dapper and team all the time right here on right there on where the news comes first.
Yes, KCRA.
KCRA, Channel 3. We've all watched since we were. It's a great plug. Thank you, dear.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day. Michelle. Have a weekend.
You too. Bye-bye. It's Michelle Dapper.
You know where the stuff goes on.
Well, where the news comes first, but I was like, isn't there another one? No.
There's us where the sports come first.
That's true. KCRA 3, we always are number one in the ratings.
Yeah.
Actually what it should be.
We know you like your news.
We know you like your news, but when you want some sports. Friday Fun and Games, it's next. Oh. Don't go away. We're right back.
Check out the Golf to Go Hour with Frank LaRosa every week on Sactown Sports 1140. Get the latest on equipment, area courses, people that play the great game, and plenty of good conversations about golf.
It's the Golf to Go Hour with Frank LaRosa
every week on Sactown Sports 1140. Golf to Go is brought to you by the Hagen Oaks Golf Super Shop, America's most awarded golf facility, and Naturewood Home Furnishings, where it's all about choices and always about quality. And Safe Credit Union. Let us put you first. What's hot?
Yeah, hot. Real hot.
And what's not?
It's not good.
Brought to you by American Energy Air and Solar, Sacramento's complete heating and cooling company and second opinion partner.
Who is hot?
Who, Jay? Who?
That's what we're asking. It's your job.
It's Jason's damn Yankees.
Oh, the damn Yankees. Good band.
Good guy Josh Donaldson hit an RBI single that was a walk-off last
great
night.
Great guy.
Did you know, Jason, the Yankees are the 6th team since 1900 with at least 16 walk-off wins in a season?
Can you name all the others?
Yeah, duh. But wait.
There's more.
Uh-oh.
The last two teams to do it, the 1987 Twins and 1997 Marlins, both won the World Series.
Sign of things to come.
He just jinxed you.
No, he's just serving it up. It's just the momentum. It's taking him all the way.
Who's not? Oh,
who is it?
Mitch Trubisky.
Mitch.
Wow, that.
That's right, Mitch.
that gumption made it sound like something else.
Yes. Mitch.
Mitch went 7 of 8 for 108 yards from outside the pocket in the first half, compared to just 2 of 5 for a single yard inside the pocket. The 108 yards from outside the pocket are most by a Steelers QB in a game since 2015, but they lost.
What? They're lame. I was going to say something bad. Hey, is that all the knots, right?
That's all the knots.
Because this is an old story, but I just want to get it out there real quick.
Okay, we have Friday Fun and
Games. Yeah, I know
so
that.
You got 36 seconds.
Did you see the thing with the Washington Commanders in week one?
Yeah.
They were selling team mugs with the outline of Washington State behind it.
The state-o, the one like the a little state north of us.
Yeah, that where the Washington Commanders are not located. Yeah.
Don't worry. They'll fix it this week and sell, you know, with the state of D.C. they'll put out there.
Yes. Wait, but wait, it's not a state, Jay.
What?
Oh. Okay.
I'm in a state of confusion.
Friday Fun and Games right now.
He's the life of the party. And I'm the life of the party. Every time I show up. His antics in the dorms of UC Davis were legendary.
And he brings his fun and games to the show every Friday.
It's Friday Fun and Games with KHTK's resident party starter, Jason Ross.
Yeah!
Quick recap of our Friday Fun and Games from a couple weeks ago before the NFL started. We all selected eight teams.
Yeah.
Here are the results. In last, bringing up the rear, but it was many more weeks ago.
Many more.
J-Mars.
J-O-J. Wow.
Yes, you can be heard. What is the objection?
Yeah, what's the objection?
No, I said it's subjective.
Oh yeah, well.
No, it's actually not. It's
pretty factual that you have five
it's
wins.
A fact.
Let's see. In third place, but charging maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
Simone.
Yeah!
With seven. Little team notes there. Simone's first pick is the Bengals. She needs a win from her top pick.
Terrible, right?
In a tie for... first
or second?
Yeah. Jason Ross.
Yeah,
is there?
Oh, he is.
Yeah,
that's good.
That guy. He's got 9 points.
Congratulations.
9 wins, and David from Carmichael.
Yeah,
he has 9 points as well.
Right.
9 wins. Little team theme there. You have 3 wins from your 7th and 8th pick. The Jags got you one, and the Giants, your last pick, have 2 for you. That's
you know
two
what?
For you.
Mr.'s Irrelevant, the Giants.
Yes.
Coming through strong. The Brock Purdy's of our league.
Well done.
Friday Fun and Games.
Friday Fun and Games, as we've been doing, we're going to mix in some celebrity birthdays in there a little bit.
Oh,
you guys know your alphabet?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think so.
Fairly well? Pretty well?
I hope so.
2, 3, 3, 3.
C. Oh, C, we're spot on. Have you also played the game Uno before?
Yes.
You know,
not
like
for
skip.
A long time.
Yeah, Uno is Spanish for one.
No way.
Oh.
It's true.
Okay. I have to change the game.
Or it's
then.
What you say. We're like, ooh, no.
So, you know, you can drop a card that's like reverse.
Yes.
Or skip.
Yes.
So just remember that.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So, you know your alphabet, you say.
Probably.
Carmichael Dave, pick a letter between A to Z.
Between A to Z. I'm going to go with S.
S. We are starting with S, and we are going the direction towards Z.
Okay.
J, you're going to be second.
Okay.
Simone, you're third.
All right.
And then back to Dave.
Okay.
So know your letters. Dave, you start with the letter S. That means, Jay, you're going to get the letter T.
Okay.
And our category for Dave is, and you could use first name or last name here.
For Dave. Oh, I got
for
you.
Dave,
for
Dave.
Okay, yeah.
Is NBA player. Letter S. Go.
Stromile Swift.
Wow, you didn't have to do both,
about,
but like.
How about I double up?
I mean, very impressive.
Yeah.
Jay Mars, we're staying on NBA players. Letter T.
Tom Gugliotta.
Okay. Tom Gugliotta. Simone, we're going to skip a letter.
Okay.
NBA players. You are now on the letter
V.
Yes.
Our boy, Delly.
Matthew Dellavedova.
There's a V in there. We needed to
it's not Dellavedova.
Yeah, we needed to start Matthew Veladadova. We needed to start with a V
Simone,
in the first name or the last name.
Oh, that's so bad. Oh, that's so bad. A V. I got no.
Yeah.
No.
Did she reverse or skip?
Yeah. I'd pick up all the cards now,
right.
Huh?
Actually, I did not think the player could, but we will. Well, I was gonna do it, but you can reverse or skip.
She can't
reverse that.
Yeah.
Reverse it.
Okay, so then you're back to well, I had already skipped for you, so I shouldn't have skipped.
We shouldn't have.
We'll do reverse from T. You'll go to S. Here we go. You're on S.
Me.
Yes.
For Sabonis.
There you go.
Yeah,
DeMontis Sabonis.
Also, we would accept. Never mind.
So we're going that way, Dave.
Yeah.
You know the letter we're at now?
We are at R.
Okay.
R
we're still on NBA players.
R stands for Rory. Rory Sparrow.
Rory Sparrow. Yeah. Jay Mars?
What letter am I at? Yeah.
I'm assisting
Q.
With
You're
Q.
At, oh, Quinn Richardson.
Really? You don't want to know what Quinn Cook can bring to our championship roster?
Okay.
Going
Simone.
To something.
Robinson. R, right?
Yes.
Okay, which Robinson
like so
are you
bad.
Choosing?
We're going back this way.
We're going still going that way towards A. I needed to print out the alphabet for you guys.
Right,
I think.
But here's my thing. If we just did Q,
yeah.
Then if we're going towards A,
yeah.
Then it's not R, right?
No.
From before Q is
oh,
P.
So
P.
tough. Oh, my God.
Okay. Simone. New category. New category. You are on the letter P.
Okay.
And the new category is music groups.
Oh.
Wow. Okay. P.
Oh, come on.
Pink Floyd is a great choice.
Yes,
great
it is choice. An excellent choice. So, yes. Dave, we're still going that direction. Music groups. Letter O. I'll help you guys out. Letter O.
Letter O, that would be Oasis.
Okay, nice. Jay Mars. Letter N.
And this is only groups, right? Not individual artists?
Yes!
Yes, music groups.
Nirvana.
Okay, Simone, M.
Ooh, wow.
No, that's W. Wow, great 80s band.
M. Blanking.
Nope, that's a B.
This is, hold on.
Wow.
Mary Jane Girls.
Nice. Okay. That works. Stop. We're stopping on M. Dave, as we get to the letter L, before we do that, how old is Bruce Springsteen today?
Bruce Springsteen is 71.
Okay, not bad. He is 73. Well done. Dave, the letter L, and it's actors.
Actors. So, for example,
first or last name?
I have a very special set of skills. Oh. My name is Liam Neeson.
Nice. Yeah. I will find you.
Is it actors and actresses?
Sure.
Okay.
J. Mars, the letter K, before you give your answer. Hey, former Dodger Matt Kemp is celebrating a birthday today.
Oh, Matty Kemp is 39.
Very well done, Jay. He's 38. Actor or actress, letter K?
Probably not PC, but Kevin Spacey.
That's acceptable. That's, it is. Go to the judges. Accepted. Okay.
Also raise an eyebrow, Jay.
Yes. Letter J for Simone. And before you give the actor actress, how old is John Harbaugh turning today?
It's Jim's
Mr.
dad.
Kaki.
Jim's dad.
No.
Give me 56.
That's okay. Good guess.
60. Oh, there you go. All right. So letter K.
No,
letter J, excuse me.
Okay. Man.
Actors or actresses?
Actor. Leslie Mann is not with J.
No, nope.
Nobody?
Mm-hmm. I got nothing.
Wow, Simone, you even asked on the chat earlier, famous Jims.
Oh, Jim Carrey.
There we go.
Jim Carrey.
There we go. All right, Carmichael, Dave. Yeah. We'll stay with actor, actresses. Letter I. Or skip, reverse.
No, whatever. I'm not skipping nothing.
Okay.
Ian McKellen plays Gandalf. Wow. Yeah, how you doing?
Well done.
Jay That's Mars, nice. Letter H.
Helen Hunt.
Hey, it's a double.
Here we go.
Simone, letter G.
Wow. George.
You're there.
Oh, come on.
Super handsome.
Michaels. George.
The sports machine or singer?
George. Really handsome.
Super
hot.
You want a Clooney?
Clooney.
Oh, George Clooney. All right. Carmichael, Dave. Yeah. The letter F, but we are now switching to NFL players.
Oh, well, do you want, let's see. Oh, how about Fran Tarkenton?
How about Fran? We haven't talked about a good Fran in a while.
I haven't had a good Fran in a while.
J. Mars, letter E, NFL players.
Earl Campbell.
Simone, NFL players, letter D.
Every game, it's just
we need the music
everyone.
Today.
I know. My letter is D.
Yeah.
Yes.
So start with the first name that starts with D. That'll get you going.
Davion. Nope. That's a wrong thing.
But Donovan.
McNabb.
Yes. How did you get there? All right. We've got, I think, another minute or two. Dave.
Yes.
Letter C, new category, colleges.
You know what? Not only is it a college, it's a toothpaste. Colgate,
wow.
Baby. Yes.
J. Mars, letter B.
Ball State.
Simone, letter A.
For a college?
Yes.
Yeah. Appleton University.
Close.
Jason is a
the good old University of Appleton. Hey, come on. The Appleton Apples used to have a really good football team.
Dave.
Yeah.
Letter Z.
Can it also be a nickname of, so you said first and last name for actors and actresses. I'm just wondering.
Okay. Give it a whirl.
Well, so I was going to say the Akron Zips.
Judges?
You can accept that?
Yes! Accepted.
That's awesome.
J. Mars, letter Y.
Birmingham Young University.
What is it?
Birmingham Young University.
Simone.
Not to be confused with Brigham Young.
Yeah. X?
X? Are you guys serious?
Oh!
X. Oh, yeah, there is one, Xavier.
Wow, well done. Unbelievable. Well done.
This might have been an epic fail.
Can I say this? It was not. Because I think
me and you did really well.
Simone.
This is my wheel. I got to be honest. This is my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
This
I have a lot of trauma wrapped up in, you know.
That's tea.
Hey, Dave.
Yes.
How old is Julio Iglesias today?
Julio Iglesias is 83.
Enrique's cousin.
79.
Almost.
Jay Mars. Hasan Minhaj. We mentioned him earlier. Kings fan. Comedian.
33.
37.
He's older than me.
Let's see. Simone. Mm. Let's go with Jason Alexander.
Oh.
From George Costanza from Seinfeld.
63.
On the dot?
Nice.
No way.
That's how we do it. That's how we do it, baby.
Jim Rome is next.
Wow.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye now.
The Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.